So what? What do you even say there? What can we learn from third string quarterback throwing to fourth, fifth, and seventh string wide receivers? You know, it's, you know, at times today we had with six. I think there was a play. There was a couple plays where the defense was Green and Nelson at safety, both freshmen. Jake Hansen and Dele Harding, either side of Nickerson at linebacker, both freshmen, and Jamal Milan and Kenyon Jackson at defensive tackle, both freshmen. So six of the 11 guys on defense are freshmen. So that tells you, okay, you're full rebuild. You're looking at the 2018 season right now and not this. So what do we even do with that? Like, when you get that many freshmen on defense and you've got so many injuries on offense, leaving you with not much. What? There's nothing to evaluate. What am I going to go write right now? Like, I can write about Club Memorial Stadium, but you know what? What does one even write? You know, like, this Minnesota team is kind of a nothing team. Like, they're just kind of there. You know, because the Big Ten West are going to probably win 8 games, but like, if we ever get to the program we want to have, we beat this kind of team soundly, like, easily, like, without question. Like, this is, that's just a bland, kind of nothing team. They're, you know, they don't have much on offense. They don't, they do some nice things on defense, but there's nothing to that team. Like, they're going to go to a bowl game and lose by 41. So, you know, what, you know, but what do you do with that? Like, they came in and soundly beat you. You know why? Because of the injuries and, you know, the rebuild and the way we're going about things and the new schemes. You know, you're going to have fumbles from a third-string freshman quarterback. It happens. Like, when Minnesota brought in their other quarterback and he had that first play where he bobbled it and fumbled, you know, it's just what that, it's what happens. I don't hold it against Jeff George, these fumbles, you know. Just these are the things that occur when you go young and you have some injuries and you rebuild and you redo the scheme. So, like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do for the next 24 months? Like, I obsessively pour over these. I think this is why I was so kind of depressed. Like, why I was so down when I flipped the rebuild switch. And probably, thinking about it, I think it's why I clung to this 24 seniors thing so much. Like, we could have one good year before the rebuild. Because I just hate the rebuild feeling so much. I didn't want to, like, accept that it was already here. So, why did I totally whiff on what this season would be? I just don't think I wanted to. I'm just tired of rebuilds, you know? When I got here at school, you know, I'm a freshman in 91, 92. We start a, you know, we try to kind of keep the Makovic thing going with Tepper, but it doesn't. Then we go to a total rebuild in 97, a total rebuild in 2005, a total rebuild in 2012, and now a total rebuild again in 2016. So it's just, it's hard. I get it. I buy in. I'm totally on board. I think we have the right coach. I think we need the players and everything else. But, I mean, what do you do with a game like this? Like, I predicted we'd lose 38-10. We lost 40-17. It's more or less the exact game I expected. So what do you do? Like, oh, hey, there it's playing out. Oh, look at that. You know, we don't have Dudek. We don't have Kane. And now we don't have Turner. And we have our third-string quarterback. Who is he going to throw to? Now, you know, what do you do with that? Six freshmen at times on defense. Five upperclassmen and six freshmen on the field at the same time. That's going to be a rebuild. That's going to be mistakes. And it's going to be learning. And, you know, so, just so weird. You know, it's this gorgeous, gorgeous day in Champaign. You know, and here we are in yet another year of, oh, really kind of nothing to cheer for. We're just kind of here. You know, it's just pretty bland right now. There's not much to look at or see or cheer about or to evaluate or anything else. Like, I can't go to that press conference. What would I learn at that press conference? Nothing. What would I learn from interviewing any of the players? You know, I'd want to congratulate Zach Grant on his touchdown because it was a long journey to get to here. And I thought Jeff George played well, but this, what do you learn from this? You don't learn anything from this. You learn you're a long way away. It's going to be 24 months before we can walk into the stadium expecting a victory. You know, it's, you just learn that it's put your head down and grind. And that's, okay, so that's what I'll go do. I'm going to go back up to the press box and I'm going to put my head down and I'm going to grind out 1,500 words on a game that's really hard to evaluate. And I'm probably, I don't know, I need a pick-me-up, man. I need something. I need like a recruit or something. Like, I need the basketball team to like win 24 games. I need something, man. This is we got a long way to go. Go, Liner.